Kingery at the plate. The first pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
Did DJ pitch for Richmond last year at all?
I know he had some arm trouble and recovered from that arm trouble.
No, I didn't remember him being with them last year. I'm not sure if he was he?
2 years ago for sure.
Yeah.
Richmond was in the state tournament a couple years ago. Of course, then the state tournament game that they had, were missing a number of players that game. One ball, no strikes to count. This is a called strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Leading from first, it's Josh Cunningham. Here's Schleicher's pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Gorgeous evening, gorgeous ballpark, lots of people. Some of them have, a few people have left. Not too many yet.
Not too many. Huh? 1-2 pitch. Going on the play is Josh Cunningham.
Oh.
This is fouled out of play, and Corey Nieland, running towards the foul line, runs right into the coach. Now, that was not a catchable ball by any means, but he took the coach out. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I know the coach got caught watching, too, probably.
He probably looked up and
yep.
seen where it was, and Corey was running straight that way, and both of them on the ground.
One ball, two strikes, the count to B.J. Kingery. Two outs, one on, Cunningham. At first, the pitch is a little bit outside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. B.J. Schleicher sets himself on the mound again, and the right-hander comes home. Here's a pop-up. Over by first, Nieland has the coach heads for the dugout, and that will do it. That was kind of humorous there. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played three innings. It's Richmond 6, Atwater nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Really?
All right. We're back at Painesville Baseball Field. Mary Kay just gave us some insight. That's her son flying the drone, taking pictures of the baseball field right now. Well, you have him send me some. I'd like to see that.
Very nice. There he is.
Cole Schmitz steps to the plate for the Richmond Royals here in the inning. I'll have to get Mary Kay my business card so he can send me a picture. Kind of nice. Cole chops it back to the mound. Jordan Olson flips to first, and a 1-3 put out of Cole Schmitz here in the fourth inning. One down. And Dan Hansen steps to the plate. Dan batting for third time tonight. A couple walks on his resume right now. Hansen, left-hander, facing Jordan Olson, and the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1. No balls, one strike to Hansen. Olson kicks and delivers. Here's a chopper to first. Tanner will flip to Olson, covering the bag at first, 3-1 on the putout.
A little more of a tempo to the game again here now, all of a sudden. Olson throwing strikes here now.
Yeah.
Pitching well.
Pitchers, Schleicher's been on all night.
Yes,
he's been in control all night. And now Jordan Olson trying to find his groove here.
Well, Schrader, he must have thrown, I would say, 30, 40 pitches at, was he in a third of an inning?
Right.
So that kind of takes him out of the sequence for tomorrow probably already, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, at the plate, Brent Rugemer, a check swing foul, the count 1-1. One ball, one strike.
we don't have a drafty listed for the Atwater Chuckers. One ball, one strike.
Rugemer takes strike two, called, and 1-2.
Richmond pretty deep in pitching this year. They have Luke Jokola, they have Andy Bauer yet. I know Alex Buddy throws. Dan Hansen throws a little bit.
Yeah, so they've got some depth there.
Yeah. Drafted a pitcher from Roskill, Josh McAdams. Good young pitcher.
Pitches high to Rugemer, and the count now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on for the Royals. Jordan Olson's pitch is followed at the plate by Rugemer. The count stays full at 3-2. The count. Look, kick the pitch. Low. Oh, they're going to call strike three. Okay. A long call there by the home plate umpire, but Rugemer rung up on strikes. That'll do it for the Royals. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After 3.5, Richmond 6, Atwater nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASN.
Back at Angel Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the fourth inning. DJ Schleicher set to face Jordan Olson, Jacoby Anderson, and Justin Schrader. Second time around for these hitters, Don, are they going to approach the bats a little different?
I think they will. They've seen him once. He's pitching a great game so far, DJ. I would imagine that got a lot of junk in the ball, though, doesn't he, Randy? Just watching him here, it might be tough to hit.
Moving all over the place, that's for sure. 1-0 the count, too. Right-hander Jordan Olson pitches a little bit high, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Earlier tonight, New London Spicer beat New Munich 6-2. 6-2, so New London Spicer plays St. Martin tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, New London Spicer and St. Martin tomorrow. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike.
Haven't seen him go three balls and too many hitters here yet, have you?
No. There's a ground ball up the middle. Bacchus dives and can't come up with it. And for the Chuckers, their third hit of the night, the first for Jordan Olson. Got around good on that. Bacchus just couldn't come up with it.
Catcher number 14, Jacoby Anderson.
So that will bring Jacoby Anderson, player manager, to the plate. Boy, Jacoby, Don, once he gets that catcher's uniform off, he's a big guy. Big, strong, muscular dude.
He is.
Anderson will take a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. There's strike two called, a nasty either slider or slow curve there from DJ Schleicher.
That was a great pitch that he threw him in that one.
Oh, 2 the count to Anderson. Pitches a little bit high in the count, 1-2.
Kind of wanted to see if he'd go fishing after that one, I think.
Yep. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, Anderson drives this to right field. Tim Hansen has a beat on it, makes a catch for the out. Back into the infield it comes, and one down. Justin Schrader to the plate.
Justin, so far tonight, is 0 for 1. Popped up to Kyle Buddy over at third in his first at bat. Jordan Olson still at the first base. Here's the pitch, and swing and a miss by Justin Schrader, strike one.
I don't think Schrader's night is going as he had planned.
No, no, not at all. 0-1 the count. Schleicher's pitch. Schrader drives this to center field. Oh, and taking a bad angle on it was Alex Buddy. It goes over his head. It's going to score Jordan Olson. Schrader pulls in the second with a double. Here comes the throw, and not in time to get Olson. Boy, that relay was good yet. I didn't expect
right
that.
On. I was watching Olson come around third base. He was moving pretty good.
Yes. But, boy, Alex Buddy took an angle on it, and that ball just kept sailing over his head. And Schrader got all of that one.
Yes, he did. He hit that on the screws, that one. That was bat-meeting ball.
That was a double. It's now 6-1. The Chuckers on the board against DJ Schleicher. Still only one out, and here's first baseman Matt Tanner. Schleicher looks back at Schrader and delivers a little bit low, ball one. 1-0 the count. Matt Tanner, left-handed hitter. DJ Schleicher looks back to second and comes home. That pitch crossing the plate a little bit low, I think, and the count 2-0. Schleicher has not walked a man yet. He has given up four hits so far.
No activity in the Royals bullpen yet.
Two balls, no strikes to count. The count. Schleicher taking his time now on the mound, kicks and delivers. Here's a ground ball to second. Brueggemer fields the two hopper, will go to first, 4-3 in the foot out. Schrader over to third. And I think at this stage, Don, you'll let Justin Schrader go to third. You take an out here, right?
Absolutely, yes. That's a big out for TJ, and work on the hitter here. If you give up a hit here, you get a run, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Michael Malvin at the plate. Michael bounced back to Schleicher on the mound and is only at bat. Pitch to Malvin, catching the corner. That pitch, strike one. Boy's an umpire, too. When you got a pitcher like this, Don, every pitch is different. It's sweeping. It's curving on you. It's a tough game to call. It really is. There's strike two called. And 0-2.
Must have been a fastball on that one.
No balls, two strikes to Michael Malvin. Schleicher looks over to Schrader at third and comes home, and Malvin will follow one off out of play, and the count stays 1-2.
That reminds me of you when you pitched a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't even try to throw junk. It just was junk.
Yeah, you're right.
There's the 1-2, missing a little bit high, and the count 2-2.
You could never throw anything straight.
You're right, yeah. Two balls, two strikes.
You were a left-hander with a right-handed arm.
2-2. Malvin will pop this one straight up. Cole Schmitz back by the screen. Makes the catch right by the backstop here, and that'll do it for the Chuckers here in the fourth. One run on two hits. No errors, one left on. After four, it's Richmond 6, Atwater 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KAFN. All right, top of the fifth inning. Jimmy Hansen will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. It'll be Hansen, Corey Niewand, Alex Buddy, 7-8-9 hitters. Stalking you. Well, we got to put hats off to the people in Painesville. They have kept us hydrated tonight. If we need something to drink, they're always here for us. So thank you to those folks. They're putting on a great show right now. Tim Hansen takes the first pitch from Jordan Olson, a strike called, 0-1.
Hansen, right-handed hitter, swings through the Olsen pitch and misses. Strike two, 0-2. The balls, two strikes.
I don't think too many people have left yet. There's a few of them straggling out here once in a while, but not too many.
No.
No.
Pitch is a little bit high to Hansen and the count 1-2. Again, if you're tuning into Chasm tonight, 11:50 a.m., some of you should be able to get it on 11:50 a.m. We're available at 107.7 FM. Here's a ground ball to second. Fielding it cleanly and the throw to first just in time to get Tim Hansen a 4-3 putout. Jordan Tanner just kind of flat-footed, Don. He let the ball come to him, and Hansen used his speed.
Oh, I thought that was going to be, I thought he was going to call him safe.
So a 4-3 putout, one down. Yeah, 107.7. You can pull us up on FM tonight. Get a nice crystal clear sound on that. 105.5 HD2. MyChasm.com. Click on our stream or pull us up on TuneIn Radio. There's a pitch to Corey Nealon inside a ball, 1-0. Took a road trip last night and had 107.7 on from Albany. Took it to Lake Henry, just a little bit east of Regal, over to Howick. 107.7 came in great last night. And that's our baseball country right now. I had it on in Rockville and Eden Valley. So, yeah, thank you for joining us tonight on 107.7, too. 1-1 the count to Nealon. There's a strike called in, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. The ball bouncing in the dirt. Jacoby Anderson will pop out behind home plate and throw to first. And out is Corey Nealon, two down. Corey Nealon's second strikeout of the night. Two outs, and Alex Buddy to the plate. Make it Corey's first strikeout of the night. I'm sorry. He was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat and walked. Buddy up to the plate. He is 1-for-1, a double and a walk. Pitch to a Buddy is high for a ball, 1-0. I think Jordan Olson's just getting loose here.
I think so, too.
Popping that mitt right now. 6-1 our score. Richmond leading Atwater. Pitch on the inside corner, a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
I bet you enjoyed it as an umpire, Andy, right?
Oh, I did. There's strike two on the inside corner, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. But he swings and misses on the slider, and he's out on strikes here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. We have played 4.5. It's Richmond 6 and Atwater 1. More Region 15-seed baseball coming up in 1.5. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up here shortly on KASM Region 15-seed baseball, brought to you by Greenwald Insurance, Virgil's Big Arena over in Farming, Haynesville Mutual Insurance, Haynesville Farmers Union Co-op, Whirlwind Steel Components, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency here in Painesville, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, CentraCare Health of Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, the Freeport State Bank, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Porky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, and Lee's Auto Body and Glass and Farming. As Justin Schrader at the plate takes the pitch and fouls it to the netting, strike one. It'll be, actually make it not, it's Zach Cunningham, excuse me, Zach Cunningham. And pitches outside of Cunningham in the count now, one ball, one strike. It'll be Cunningham, Jeff Peterson, and Josh Cunningham here in the fifth for Atwater. DJ Schleicher delivers. Here's a chopper up the middle, and that's going to squirt through for a base hit by Zach Cunningham.
Give Atwater a little credit here. They're just going to keep pecking away here a little bit here. They're starting to get to DJ a little bit, and
have seen him a few times already now, and
coming through the coming up to the third time through the order here after Jeff Peterson bats here. I think it'll change their mindset a little bit here in approach to him.
All right. Here's Peterson at the plate. And the count 1-0 as missing high with the pitch is DJ Schleicher. 1-0, no strikes. Cunningham is lead. And there's a strike call, 1-1. 1-1, one strike. The count. Spiker's pitch. This one's popped up in the infield. Kyle Buddy over at third. Boy, he's looking up in the sky a long time. Makes the catch for the out. Oh, standing right on that line. Oh.
Had a little battle with that one, too, didn't he?
He did.
I noticed with Dusty Adams in left field before, too, in that high fly ball.
Don, I believe we have a pinch runner over at first base for Zach Cunningham. But Andy Hadley, number 0 in your program.
Okay. I'll tell you, it's they got white tops here, and they got white numbers. It's just an outline, and it's kind of tough to see.
Whoa.
Here's Josh Cunningham, takes a big swing and a miss.
I think the mentality is that it's thrown so slow, you got to swing hard to make anything happen.
Yeah, almost uncoiled.
Yeah, he did a pirouette just about. That's Joe Gill's famous word.
Pirouette.
Pirouette, yes. 0-1 the count. Cunningham will pop this one up down the left field line. Dusty Adams giving chase. Dusty by the fence slides and makes a great catch. Did he come a long way?
That is different out there, though. That goes from the dugout on the third base side over here, and it just kind of angles out towards the right there, left field line, and then it goes straight. So it gets to you pretty quick.
That was a great catch by Dusty Adams. No, about when I hit the foul line, my eyes would have been bobbing already, and he was looking up in the sky a long time following that ball. Here's B.J. Kingery at the plate. Pitch to B.J., a strike called, 0-1. B.J. from a good baseball family. Mike Kingery playing in the major leagues. I believe that might be his uncle, actually. Here's a fly ball to shallow right field. Timmy Hansen coming in will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Atwater here. In the fifth, the leadoff single is erased. They go 1-2-3 after that. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left on. We played 5. It's Richmond 6 at Water 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM. Region 15C baseball here on KAFM, brought to you by the Greenwall Pub. Rosa Grain and Feed, Trapper's Pub and Grub over in Farming, Rogue Mutual Insurance, Pep Sport, World Spring Hill, Painesville Chevrolet Buick, the State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Corner Grocery of St. Martin bringing us region baseball along with Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Fire Grove Co-op in QPC, Rinky's Liquor of Richmond, and Lou's Auto Body and Glass in Farming. Our Region 15C sponsors here on KAFM Albany. 6-1, Richmond leading Atwater. We make our way to the sixth inning, Don Einan.
It's been a different game so far, hasn't it, Randy? It started out very slowly, a lot of walks, and 5-0 lead by Richmond after one with one hit. And they still only have two hits, and they got a 6-1 lead.
You're
so
right.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Olson here, Jordan Olson, has come in and done his job. You know, and I'm not sure if just Schrader will be done. You know, he didn't probably throw. He threw probably 30 pitches at first. 35.
Right.
And maybe he has a chance to bring him back tomorrow.
Hard to say. For the Richmond Royals, it'll be the top of the order here in the sixth inning. Kyle Buddy will be batting for the fourth time already.
That's where I kind of think in a game like that, Randy. You know, if you've seen the first couple walks and you've seen the third walk already, and you knew he was struggling, either you're going to leave him in there or you're going to get him out of there a little bit earlier and give this guy the chance and save him for tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. Kyle Buddy takes a pitch high from Jordan Olson, strike one. Region 11C going on over in Watkins tonight. That was Sacred Heart, Granite Falls, and Sacred Heart has a line drive to Kingery over at third. He grabs that line drive out of the air, right at ground level, makes the catch for the out. Back to Region 11C, Sacred Heart beats Granite Falls tonight, 7-0. Jeremy Hendricks threw a one-hitter for Sacred Heart tonight in the win over Granite Falls. 7-0. 7-0 over Granite Falls. So Sacred Heart with a big win.
One hitter.
Eden Valley and St. Nicholas, they play tomorrow, so Sacred Heart gets the winner of that ball game. All right, here's Dusty Adams at the plate. Dusty with a count of 0-1. Drives this to right field. A base hit. Sound like Dusty maybe busted his bat and gets a single out of it.
If you're rich, when you start chipping away here, you want to get that run back that they scored back in the fifth inning and keep the momentum going here a little bit. Score some runs now and give DJ a little bit bigger lead. That way, if you need to, you can bring in a relief pitcher.
Dusty Adams picking up the Royals' third hit tonight. 6 runs on 3 hits. Atwater with 1 run on 5 hits so far. Here's Adam Bacchus at the plate. Adam so far tonight is 0-for-2 with a walk. Bacchus puts down a beautiful bunt. Olson pops off the mound, throws to first, throws a strike, and gets Bacchus.
Wow.
By a step. Was that a great play by Jordan Olson?
Oh, my.
Oh. He had to probably throw harder to first base than to home. Unreal.
I really didn't think they were going to get Bucky on that one. Wow. That was a good play. Excellent play.
1-3 on the putout. 2 outs. Cole Schmidt stepping up to the plate. That score update from a Region 11C brought to you by the St. Cloud Times. Mitchell Hansen over at the St. Cloud Times tonight looking to feed me a little information. So thank you, Mitchell. I know you're probably listening back at the Times tonight and trying to gather some late scores from amateur baseball. They're going to intentionally walk Cole Schmidt here.
Wow.
Bring up Dan Hansen in this situation. Interesting move here in the sixth inning.
This is definitely not a major league move. You walk a right-handed hitter with a right-handed pitcher to face a left-handed hitter.
That's a good point to make, Don. Very good point to make, but I think the scouting report out on Cole Schmidt.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'll tell you, this guy's a pretty good hitter, too.
And you look at Cole Schmidt, I mean, he had a base hit in his first at-bat, but his second at-bat, he popped up to second, and then he bounced back to Olson in his third at-bat. So, but he gets the intentional walk.
I think they wanted to put the porous on out here, but I think this guy is kind of a dangerous hitter.
Dan Hansen's 0-for-1 tonight, a couple walks, and a bounce to the first baseman in his other plate appearance, and Olson had a cover first base on the flip. Adams at second, and Cole Schmidt at first. 2 outs for the Royals here in the sixth. The pitch low to Hansen, and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes.
Well, here's where you're going to have to throw a strike with Dan Hansen up at the plate here, and I don't think he's going to be watching.
Jordan Olson ready on the mound, delivers, and a little bit outside, and 3-0. Saw the catcher, Jacoby Anderson, try to pull that one back in and get the call at home plate. Home plate umpire John Garrett's not biting on it at all. 3-0. Olson's pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. And 3-1. Boy, you can just feel that cool breeze as the night continues to cool off here at Painesville Baseball Park. 3 balls, 1 strike. Pitch to Hansen. Olson took something off, and then he's going to walk Dan Hansen to load him up. So since back in the first inning, the Royals have loaded the bases again. Six walks in the first inning, two walks in the second inning, and now two walks in the sixth inning.
Richmond has 10 walks. They have two hit batters, too, don't they?
And Ruggemer laces a single down the left field line. It'll score one. It'll score Cole Smith. The throw up the line. On to third goes Hanson to second, Ruggemer, and it's 8-1 Royals. Brent Ruggemer jumps on the first pitch.
Wow.
From Jordan Olson and rips the single down the left field line.
Well, that was a backfire intentional walk to get to Dan Hanson. Didn't he walk him? He's ending up on third base here. The pitch to Brent Ruggemer, who has been having kind of a tough night.
Yeah, he had struck out twice.
I ain't waiting, he said, I'm jumping on that first one.
Took the first pitch and ripped it. Second and third for the Royals. Two outs. Here's Tim Hanson at the plate. And Jordan Olson's pitch, ooh, that hits Hanson right in the elbow, and he's going to go to first. It'll load him up again. For Richmond, that is their third hit batter tonight. So the 10 walks, three hit batters, that's 13 base runners that Atwater Pitching has put on. The Royals still with only four hits, eight runs, four hits. Kirby Hemish going to make a move here.
I think he's a pinch runner here.
The scheduled hitter, Don.
Oh, Corey. Yeah,
Corey Neewent. And coming out of the dugout, it's going to be Scott Ruggemer.
Yes, it is.
Scott Ruggemer will grab a bat, and he steps out of the dugout now. We'll hit for Corey Neewent here in the sixth inning. Bases loaded. Scott Ruggemer brings some experience to this Richmond Royal lineup. Played for them for many years. Ruggemer, right-handed hitter at the plate. Bases loaded, 8-1 Royals. Jordan Olson's pitch, a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1. The balls, one strike. 8-1. Runners there leads. Here's Ruggemer, taps it slowly on the ground by Kingery. Here's a quick throw to first, and in time, yes it is. Michael Malvin's throw gets Ruggemer 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the sixth inning. They score two times, two runs on two hits. There were no errors. And three left on. We played five and a half innings. It's Richmond 8, Atwater 1. Region 15 C baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KAFF. Bottom of the sixth inning from Painesville Baseball Park. Jordan Olson, Jacoby Anderson, Justin Schrader. Scheduled hitters against DJ Schleicher. 8-1 our score. Richmond leading Atwater here. In the bottom of the sixth, eight runs, four hits, no errors for Richmond, and one run and five hits, no errors for Atwater. Boy, a rip by Jordan Olson down the left field line, foul in the count 0-1. DJ Schleicher's gone the distance so far for Richmond.
Doing a good job out there, isn't he? Changing speed so well. I don't think he has a lot of change in speed, but his fastball looks
right.
Faster if he throws it once in a while, and pretty much junks.
There's a shot to short. Bacchus in front of it. He'll throw on the run. Neewen tries to scoop, not in time, and Jordan Olson safe at first on an infield single.
Tough play all the way around there, and I don't think Corey wanted to get in the way of Olson running through there with that arm kind of extended into the baseline. That's a pretty good way to get your arm busted.
So Jordan Olson picks up his second hit of the night. That'll bring Jacoby Anderson to the plate. He's 0 for 2 so far this evening. Jacoby, a right-handed hitter. DJ Schleicher works from the stretch, and Anderson drills this one foul. That's
John Nett's house.
Down across the street. No, I think that bounced off the car. There's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and beautiful
downtown farming.
Well, if he gets a lot of business out of right field, there's going to be some pretty hefty pokes, isn't there?
That's correct. 0-1 the count to Jacoby. There's a strike on the outside corner. Fastball there and 0-2.
This guy just looks like a hitter, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes, he does.
No balls, two strikes. Jordan Olson takes his lead at first. Pitch missing outside, a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. DJ Schleicher ready on the mound again, and he comes home. Here's a ground ball to short. Bacchus flips to second for one. The relay to first. Should be in time.
Got him.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a 6-4-3 double play. Oh. Adam Bacchus getting rid of that ball so quickly out of his glove at short, and then Brent Rugemer, that experience at second, he's got a great twist on a double play.
That was close at first, but it was a great call, I believe.
Going to bring Justin Schrader to the plate. Two outs, and the pitch to Schrader outside of ball, 1-0. The count. Pitch a strike called on the outside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 8 runs for Richmond. They picked up 5 of those in the first inning, and that's kind of set the tone for this ball game tonight.
Yes, it has.
Gets inside to Justin Schrader in the count 2-1. We'll have ball games for you tomorrow here on KASM. Schrader swings and misses, strike 2-2-2 the count. 10 o'clock tomorrow, 12:30 tomorrow, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 5:30 and 8 o'clock, the scheduled times for tomorrow's ball games.
Bill Rosa and Farming will lead it off tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Schrader drills a single up the middle, a base hit. So Justin Schrader gets the checker's second hit of the inning, and their seventh of the game. And here's Matt Tanner.
So we got El Rosa and Farming leading off at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We got Regal and Meyer Grove at 12:30. Then we have St. Martin will face New London Spicer. And the loser of this game will play New Munich at 5:30. Game 7. We'll have to see. The winner of this game will play the winner of the El Rosa Farming game.
Matt Tanner at the plate takes the first pitch for a strike called 0-1. DJ Schleicher has worked the first 5 2/3 for the Royals. A swing and a miss by Tanner, strike 2. 0-2 the count to Tanner. Yeah, checkers first baseman. Schleicher's pitch. Tanner, chopper on the ground to second. Rugemer has it. He'll throw it a knee one at first. 4-3 on the foot out, and that'll do it for Atwater here in the sixth. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. We played 6. Richmond 8, Atwater 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KAFM. We head to the top of the 7th inning here in Region 15C Baseball. Game number 2 tonight. New London Spicer beat New Munich earlier this evening 6-2. 6-2 in that ball game. Richmond leading 8-1. 8-1 here in the 7th. Alex Buddy will lead it off for the Royals, be followed by Kyle Buddy and Dusty Adams. The first pitch to Buddy is outside of ball, 1-0.
Well, we have our attendance for tonight. Mr. Chris Stanley just brought it up here, and I'm going to really enjoy that Snickers candy bar.
As Buddy drills this one to center field, under it, and making the catch is Josh Cunningham. And the drum roll, please.
620 26. Wow. Wow, what a crowd.
What a crowd. Yep, thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. Yep, we enjoyed some awesome weather. And tomorrow, of course, there'll be lots of opportunity to catch baseball here at Painesville. Kyle Buddy at the plate. Kyle, so far tonight, is 0-for-2 with two walks. Drives this down the right field line into the corner and just foul down that right field line is Buddy's fly ball.
It's fun watching them guys hustle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They can run. Or Alex and Kyle?
They are brothers.
Okay.
As Buddy fouls it at the plate, and the count 0-2. There's an older brother, Adam Buddy. They're all within about 5 years of each other.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Oh, and two the count to Kyle Buddy. Jacoby Anderson out to have a word with his pitcher. I don't know if he took a little bit of that foul ball. I think Jacoby might have. And back at home plate now is Anderson. Buddy steps back into the batter's box. Jordan Olson ready. Here's his pitch. Fouled at the plate again by Buddy in 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch. And Buddy fouls this one back and out of play. Count stays 0-2. Oh, and two the count. The pitch, Buddy lays off a bit. They're saying no, he did not go around in one ball, two strikes.
It was close, wasn't it?
It was very close there, you bet. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Buddy is out on strike.
Oh, he went right back to that same pitch again, didn't he? Just a little closer.
So a strikeout by Kyle Buddy. Two outs here in the seventh. And to the plate, Dusty Adams, the Royals left fielder. Dusty has been hit by a pitch, a strikeout tonight, a sacrifice fly, and a base hit and run scored. So he's done a little of everything tonight and made a nice sliding catch in foul territory. 0-1 the count to Dusty. That pitch is way inside. It just about takes Dusty out by the ankles, and the count 1-1. One the count. On the mound, it's Olson delivering and a foul ball by Dusty, and the count 1-2 now. One, two to Dusty Adams. 8-1 our score. Richmond leading here in the seventh inning. Adams takes it inside again, and 2-1.
That's not the top of his shoes a little bit there, isn't he?
Make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Olson has the sign. Pitches a little bit outside the count, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Olson's pitch, strike three called, and Adams will get caught looking, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the seventh. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5, Richmond 8, and Atwater 1. More baseball coming at you in a minute here on KFM. Bottom of the seventh inning from Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Emily Pratt producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Have about 10 minutes in front of the hour of 11 o'clock. And we head to that bottom of the seventh inning. Michael Melvin stepping up to the plate. He will lead it off for Atwater. Melvin, Zach Cunningham, and Jeff Peterson, the scheduled hitters.
First pitch to Melvin, a strike called, 0-1. Melvin so far tonight is 0-2. It's just missing outside, and the count 1-1. Cole Schmidt flashing those signs. Here's Schleicher's curveball, and that's fouled off over the people on the sports deck, and the count 1-2 to Melvin. 1-2, Schleicher's pitch. Melvin chops this one foul again. Count 1-2. Schleicher kicks and delivers. Pitch is outside, a ball. And 2-2. 2-2.
Good hit.
2-2 the count. There's a pop-up over by first base. Corey Niewand in on the grass, makes the catch for the out. 64 degrees right now. Perfect weather. Of course, we're getting that new moon. It was here earlier. It's gone now.
So what does that mean?
That just means that there's not a lot of weirdos out tonight, though.
Okay.
Full moon would be. One down. Here's Zach Cunningham. Pitch to Zach, a strike, and 0-1. Cunningham will follow it back and out of play, and 0-2. Got to give DJ Schleicher some credit, Don. He's going right after these hitters right now. He's pitching a whale of a game.
Heck, you got a 7-run lead. You may as well see what they can do with it.
8-1 the score. Okay. Cunningham will take outside a ball. Actually, this isn't Cunningham. This is Hadley. This is Andrew Hadley. He came in to run for Cunningham.
He stayed in.
He did stay in as the DH. So Andrew Hadley is batting. Hadley, ground ball back to Schleicher, who spears it and throws to first. 1-3 on the put out. Finally got to take a good look at that number on his back.
Yeah. Hard to see.
And to the plate, Jeff Peterson, the number 9 hitter. 2 outs in the 7th. Peterson up on top of the plate, drills this one down the left field line and foul into the left field corner. Dusty Adams will let that one go. So a long strike for Peterson. He's had some good swings on the ball tonight. Fly ball to left field. His first at bat in the pop up over to the third baseman in the second at bat. Pitches inside to Peterson and the count 1-1.
Pick a pitcher like that. DJ gets in the hitters' heads a little bit. You know, they look at him when he's warming up. They look at him when he throws to a couple of hitters at first. They think, wow.
There's a shot over Kyle Buddy's head into the left field corner. Dusty Adams quickly retrieves it. It'll keep Peterson at first base with a long single. Buddy just about speared that out of the air. I think if Kyle would have had another 4 or 5 inches on his stature, he might have got that.
So DJ hasn't walked anyone yet tonight?
Has not walked a man.
Impressive.
Yes, it is. At the plate, Josh Cunningham, and the first pitch to Josh is a ball 1-0. And now Cole Schmidt's out to have a word with his pitcher, DJ Schleicher, here in the 7th. That was the 8th hit off of Schleicher tonight. But they've been all spread out. Ooh, ball came in from the Richmond dugout, goes over Cole Schmidt's head all the way to the Atwater dugout. Got wet again.
They had it dry.
And now Schleicher will take the ball from the dugout. Yeah, Atwater picked up a hit in the 2nd, a hit in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, and 1 here in the 7th. So, I mean, they've had hits virtually every inning so far. 1-0 the count. Pitch inside to Josh Cunningham and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, one on. DJ Schleicher working from the stretch, kicks and delivers. Pitch just missing outside, and 3-0 to Cunningham.
Pretty nice pitch.
Three balls, no strikes. Schleicher ready. There's a strike call, and 3-1. Don, you know, you looked at that center field batter's eye early in the game tonight, and you said 362.
Yep.
But there is a little bit of a jog out from that batter's eye yet, so it gets even deeper here.
To the right and left?
To the right and left, yeah.
You're right.
Cunningham does take a walk here, so it'll put runners at first and second with two outs. So Schleicher walks his first man tonight. Of Don Heinen just jinxed him because he asked if DJ had a walk yet. That's how that works.
We've got to watch this, don't we? You gave up a hit in the first game. I gave
That's
up a
right.
walk now.
Yeah. Here's B.J. Kingery at the plate. B.J. so far tonight, 0-3. Schleicher's pitch, strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike to Kingery. He bats with two on and two up. Schleicher has the sign from Cole Schmitz. His pitch, a little bit low, a ball.